Mother Prabhuji to us?
Sure, Mataji. Yes. Okay. So this morning, we are so very fortunate to have with us His Grace Nityananda Prabhuji. Prabhuji is a senior brahmachari from Sri Sri Radha Gopinath Temple. And His Grace Nityananda Prabhuji originally comes from Ramathpuram, Rameshwaram in Tamil Nadu. Forgive me for botching that up. He joined the ashram at the age of 19, and he served for a decade in Sri Sri Radha Gopinath Temple, and then studied under the auspices of a Srila Prabhupada disciple, His Grace Gopi Pranadan Prabhuji, for 3 years. He preaches in English as well as Tamil languages. Hare Krishna, and so grateful to have Prabhuji on the call and take his association.
Thank you so much, Mataji. I do not see that. Accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada and all glories to all our Guru Maharajas, Prabhu. Today, if you be so kind enough to enlighten us from Canto number 6, chapter 16, verse 43. Whenever you're ready, Prabhuji, you can take the call over. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Am I audible to devotees?
Yes. Yes, Prabhu, you are.
Thank you. ओम अज्ञानतिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुर्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदा वयं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुतपदकमलम् श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणरघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे बृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये नमो ओं विष्णुपादाय कृष्ण प्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్య దేశ తారిణే పాంచాకల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ కృపా సింధుభ్యైవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః. జై శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభో నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శివాసాది గౌర భక్త బృంద. హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే, హరే కృష్ణ. మై ప్రణామ్స్ టు ఆల్ ద డివోటీస్. We are reading from 6th canto, chapter 16, verse number 43. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. నారాయణం నమస్కృత్య నరం చైవ నరోత్తమం దేవీం సరస్వతీం వ్యాసం తతో జయముదీరయేత్. నష్టప్రాయేషు భద్రేషు నిత్యం భాగవత సేవయా భగవత్యుత్తమ శ్లోకే భక్తిర్భవతి నైష్టికీ. కృష్ణాయ వాసుదేవాయ దేవకీ నందనాయ చ నందగోపకుమారాయ గోవిందాయ నమో నమః. రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం 6th క్యాంటో చాప్టర్ 16 43rd వర్స్. చాప్టర్ అండ్ టైటిల్ ద కింగ్ చిత్రకేతు మీట్స్ సుప్రీం లార్డ్. నవ్యభిచరతి తవేక్షా యస్య హి అభిహితో భగవతో ధర్మః స్థిరచర సత్వ కదంబేషు అపృథక్ ధియోయం ఉపాసతే త్వార్యః. నవ్యభిచరతి తవేక్షా యయా హి అభిహితో భగవతో ధర్మః స్థిరచర సత్వ కదంబేషు అపృథక్ ధియోయం ఉపాసతే త్వార్యః. నవ్యభిచరతి తవేక్షా యయా హి అభిహితో భగవతో ధర్మః స్థిరచర సత్వ కదంబేషు అపృథక్ ధియోయం ఉపాసతే త్వార్యః.
Prabhuji, we can barely hear you. Hare Krishna.
Okay. Okay, you will hear me now. Na, not, Vibhisharati fails, tava, yours. Eksha, outlook. Yaya, by which he, indeed. Abhihitaha, declared. Bhagavataha, in relationship with your instruction and activities. Dharmaha, religious principle. Sthira, non-moving. Chara, moving. Sattva kadambeshu, among the living entities. Aprathaktiyaha, who do not consider a distinction. Yam, which upasate follow, to certainly, are yaha, those who are advanced in civilization. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. My dear Lord, one's occupational duty is instructed in Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita according to your point of view. which never deviates from the highest goal of life. Those who follow their occupational duties under your supervision, being equal to all living entities, moving and non-moving, and not considering high and low, are called Aryans. Such Aryans worship you, the Supreme Personality of God. Bhagavata Purport, Bhagavata Dharma, Krishna Katha are identical. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted everyone to become a guru and preach the instruction of Krishna everywhere, from Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, the Puranas, Vedanta Sutra, and similar Vedic literatures. Aryans who are advanced in civilization follow Bhagavata Dharma. Prahlad Maharaj, although merely a child of 5 years, recommended Kaumar Acharet Pragyo Dharman Bhagavatanih Durlabham Manusham Janma Tadapyad Dhruvamarthadam. Prahlad Maharaj preached Bhagavata Dharma among his classmates as soon as an opportunity was afforded by the absence of his teachers from the classroom. He said that from the very beginning of life, from the age of 5, children should be instructed about Bhagavata Dharma, because the human form of life, which is very rarely obtained, is meant for understanding this subject. Bhagavata Dharma means living according to the instruction of the Supreme Personality of God. In Bhagavad Gita, we find that the Supreme Lord has arranged human society in 4 social divisions, namely Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, and Shudra. Again, the Puranas and other Vedic literature set forth 4 ashramas, which are the divisions of spiritual life. Therefore, Bhagavata Dharma means the Varnashrama Dharma of the 4 social and 4 spiritual divisions. The members of human society who strictly follow the principles of Bhagavata Dharma and living according to the instructions of the Supreme Personality of Godhead are called Aryans or Arya. A civilization of Aryans who strictly follow the instruction of the Supreme Lord, instruction of the Lord, and never deviate from those instructions is perfect. Such a civilized man do not discriminate between trees, animals, human beings, and other living entities. Pandita Samadarshinaha. Because they are completely educated in Krishna consciousness, they see all living beings equally. Aryans do not kill even a small plant unnecessarily, not to speak of cutting trees for sense gratification. And the present moment throughout the world, killing is prominent. Men are killing trees, they are killing animals, and they are killing other human beings also, all for sense gratification. This is not an Aryan civilization. As stated here, sthira chara sattva kadam besh apratak diyaha. The word apratak diyaha indicates that Aryans do not distinguish between lower and higher grades of life. All life should be protected. All living beings have a right to live, even the trees and plants. This is the basic principle of Aryan civilization. Apart from the lower living entities, those who have come to the platform of human civilization should be divided into a society of Brahmanas, Kshatriyas, Vaishyas, and Shudras. The Brahmana should follow the instructions of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As stated in the Bhagavad Gita and other Vedic literature, the criterion must be guna and karma. In other words, one should acquire the qualities of a Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, or Shudra, and act accordingly. This is the civilization accepted by the Aryans. Why do they accept it? They accept it because they are very much eager to satisfy Krishna This is perfect civilization. Aryans do not deviate from the instructions of Krishna, nor do they have doubt about Krishna. But non-Aryans, on the other hand, and the other demonic people fail to follow the instructions of Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. This is because they have been trained in sense gratification at the cost of all other living entities. Nunam pramattha kurute vikarma. Their only business is to indulge in all kinds of forbidden activities for sense gratification. Yadindriya pritaya pranoti. They deviate in this way because they want to gratify their senses. They have no other occupation or ambitions. Their method of civilization is condemned in the previous verse. Kakshemo nijapara yohurtyan varta swaparatru dharmena. What is the meaning of a civilization that kills oneself and others? This verse therefore advises that everyone become a member of the Aryan civilization and accept the instructions of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One should conduct his social, political, and religious affairs according to his instruction. We are spreading the Krishna consciousness movement to try to establish a society the way that Krishna wants it. This is the meaning of Krishna consciousness. We are therefore presenting Bhagavad Gita as it is and kicking out all kinds of mental concoction. Fools and rascals interpret Bhagavad Gita in their own way. And Krishna says, Manmana bhavamad bhakto madhyaje imam namaskuru. Always think of me, become my devotee, worship me and offer your homage unto me. They comment that it is not Krishna to whom we must surrender. Thus they derive imaginary meanings from the Bhagavad Gita. The Krishna consciousness movement, however, strictly follow Bhagavata Dharma, the instructions of Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam for the complete welfare of human society. One who misinterprets Bhagavad Gita and twisting out some meaning for his sense gratification is a non-Aryan. Therefore, commentaries on Bhagavad Gita by such persons should be immediately rejected. One should try to follow Bhagavad Gita as it is. In Bhagavad Gita, Lord Sri Krishna says, Etu sarvani karmani mayi sanyasya matparaha. Ananyenaiva yogena mam dhyayanta upasate teshamaham samuddhartha mrutti samsara sagarad bhavami nachirad partha mayya veshita chetasam. For one who worships me, giving up all his activities unto me and being devoted to me without deviation, engaged in devotional service and always meditating upon me, who has fixed his mind upon me, Sanaprata, for him, I am the swift deliverer from the ocean of birth and death. Hare Krishna. My pranams to all the Vaishnavas assembled here. Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th canto. The episode of Chitraketu Maharaj Vritrasura. As we discuss this particular pastime of Chitraketu Maharaj and Vritrasura is one of the landmark pastimes of Srimad Bhagavatam. The Srimad Bhagavatam is being identified by the other Puranas by mentioning of this particular pastime. That particular scripture, which is 12 in cantos and 18,000 verses, and which describes the pastime of Vritrasura, is Srimad Bhagavata Purana, which is like a splendid, like a sun, like that they glorify the Srimad Bhagavatam, quoting that book which explains the pastimes of Vritrasura. So Chitraketu Maharaj, even though he is a great personality who who have directly met the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He has had a direct vision. He could converse with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Such a great personality was misunderstood by none other than other great personalities' own wife, Lord Shiva's wife, Parvati Devi. And was cursed to become a demon. And though he became a demon, accepting graciously the curse upon him, but nevertheless his consciousness remained. Swarga apavarga narakeshu apituliyartha darshana. Swarga apavarga narakeshu. Whether it is swarga or apavarga. Apavarga means liberation from the pangs of material miseries. Pa, pa, ba, bha, ma. These are the five kinds of miseries. The whole pavarga in the alphabets in Sanskrit. Kavarga, chavarga, tavarga, kha, kha, gha, gha, gha. So these are all kavargas. So pavarga refers to pa. Pa, bha, bha, ma. These are the letters. And this pavarga refers to these five letters. A five letter has 45 kinds of difficulties in life. Parishrama, phena, bhaya, mrityu. So all these are pavargas. Parishrama means hard endeavor, hard labor. Phena means parishrama means difficulties. Phena means the miseries caused by the hard endeavor. Phena means basically foam, just like a donkey or when it works very hard, there is foam comes from its mouth. So that kind of a misery, phena. And bhaya refers to so much of all the time fearful in the material world. The birds are fearful at every moment. Before they eat one morsel, and between one morsel and another morsel, they are so much fearful. They are looking left, right. Who is going to attack me? The monkey, if you give some bananas, before finishing one banana, it will 10, 20 times it will be looking back side, front side, left, right. Who is going to snatch me banana? The life of fear, the birds, animals, human beings, they may not be evidently fearful like that, but they are also very much fearful. The effect of Kali Yuga, when my job will be finished, when my money will be lost, all insecure, isn't it? So much of fear. The big politician, they are afraid when my seat will be. One party, within the day, the party members goes to another party. So much insecure. So insecurity, bhaya, and ma refers to mrityu. Mrityu, death. So this is called as pavarga. So apavarga is opposite. So when a person liberated from, rescued from this pavarga, that means absence of misery is called apavarga. So apavarga means there is no parishrama, phena, bhaya, mrityu, and all these things. So then he person becomes in the stage of apavarga or negates nyaya, anyaya. So or if negates. So apavarga, person free from these five kinds of miseries. So what is that platform? The apavarga refers to liberated platform beyond the material pangs of miseries. So that is sorted. There is very much wanted by the great personalities who understood this world is full of miseries. Even go to heaven also there is fear. All these things are there. Indra, see in this very past time we are seeing. Indra is working hard to keep his status quo, and his place is into is he got a trouble. His Vritrasura is coming to attack him, so he's afraid what will happen to him. So much of fear, so much of hard endeavor. How much time he took to cut the head of Indra? How much difficult how much difficulty he has to face to wage war against Vritrasura. So Parishrama, Phena, Bhaya, all these things are it's a reality. So when a person gets liberated from this platform, from Brahma, Bhuvana, Loka, all these places are filled with these pavargas. So apavarga means going beyond Brahma Loka. So going beyond Brahma Loka, there is no pavarga. So that is considered as a liberated platform. But in the liberated platform also, if a person doesn't have service to Krishna, well, then the devotees of the Lord are considering that apavarga is also, they don't have any taste for that. Kaivalyam narakayate, siddhasapu akasha pushpayate. So even the Kaivalya, which is liberated platform, they're considering that as hellish. Why? If there is no service for Krishna. Surga apavarga narakeshu apitulyata darshana. But if there is a seva for Krishna is available, whether it is hell, whether it is heaven, whether it is apavarga, doesn't matter. I want to serve Krishna. So that is a criteria. Am I audible to devotees? Difficult to hear me? I mean, very remote. Yes, am I audible? The voice is okay?
Yes, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, we can hear you, Prabhuji.
Thank you. So, apitulyata darshana. So, if there is a seva, it doesn't matter anywhere. There is no seva, even apavarga. Sarshti samipim sadokim diyamanam api nagrananti vinamat sevanam jana. That if there is no service of me, that my devotees, Krishna says that even if I give them Vaikuntha, they are not happy about it. But if they get seva, whether it is Vaikuntha, whether it is heaven, whether it is earth, whether it is hell, sarga, apavarga, narakeshu, apitulya, darshana, for them, it doesn't make any difference. So that is a greatness of service to Krishna. So here, Chitraketu Maharaj, who has come to that platform, who can meet Krishna, who can meet Lord Sankarshan, and you could offer prayers to him directly. From that position, he has fallen down to the position of Vritrasura. But he is having the same consciousness. What is the consciousness? I am servant of Krishna, the Supreme Lord. I cannot forget Krishna's lotus feet. So that is what the quality of the devotee. So here, this world, people want to improve their standard of life. People want to improve their economic condition. People want to improve their social status and so on. But for the devotee, the only thing what he wants is the service to Krishna. Those Chitraketu Maharaj's social status or his economic condition, if you see all aspect of life, he is actually coming down from the platform of a big king who is flying in the airplane. Next moment, he is as a demon, as a Chitraketu, as a Vritrasura. But he is not at all perturbed as long as he is able to remember Krishna. The doorkeepers of Krishna, Jaya and Vijaya, when they are being told to become a demons, in fact, they pray to Vishnu before the four Kumaras came to curse them. Chakravarti Pad mentioning in Madhuri Kadambini that Vishnu, these two doorkeepers, they were speaking to Lord Narayana, Vishnu, that, my dear Lord, you are Satya Sankalpa, Satya Kama, that all your desires are fulfilled, all your, whatever you desire, it is getting fulfilled. But we see you have a great desire to fight. But we understand that there is nobody who can give you a real duel in this world. But we have got that particular capacity to satisfy you in fight. But thing is that we are not your enemy. We don't have inimical attitude towards you. But at the same time, we cannot bear, we cannot digest that any of your desire is not getting fulfilled. So for that reason, we pray that you please give us demonic bhava, inimical bhava towards you, inimical mood towards you, so that we can fight with you and you can fulfill your desires. But of course, you are bhakta vasala, that you don't like your devotees to forget you. But now it is our desire that let both of us forget you and become inimical towards you, so that we can give you, we can do service for you in fighting with you. And thus your desire will be fulfilled. That is the mood of the Jayan Vijaya doorkeepers. Then effectively, poor Kumaras comes and curses. But the whole understanding of Lord Vishnu coming to the gate, running to the gate when poor Kumaras curse them. And Jaya Vijaya, Lord. So that's a great exchange. The poor Kumaras are eager to see Krishna, eager to see Lord Vishnu. And they were great advanced celibate devotees. As soon as Lord came, by smelling the fragrance of his lotus feet, their heart become completely purified. They are so much eager to see Krishna. And this Jayan Vijaya are eager to serve Lord Vishnu. They were ready to even become enemies towards Lord Vishnu, and they are ready to fall down to the material world and become demons. And Lord, in the other hand, he is saying that if anybody offends my devotee, I'm ready to chop off my head also. So I'll chop off my hand also. If my own hand creates any difficulty to my devotees, I'll chop off my hand. So that is the mood of Lord. In this way, all of them are completely giving their life for others. The Lord wants to give his life for his devotees, and devotees are ready to do anything and everything for Lord, to the extent of giving up their position of being in Vaikuntha as the elevated devotees of Lord Vishnu. If that doesn't help to serve Vishnu, or if it is required to give up the position to serve, to please their master, then they are ready to give up that position and are ready to become demon. Can you imagine where is the position of Jayan Vijaya and where is the position of Hiranyaksha Hiranyakashipu? Where is the position of Shishupala and Dantavakra? Where is the position of Ravana and Kumbhakarna? So they were come to that position, Jagai Madhai, offending so many devotees of Krishna, so many offering Nityananda Prabhu to that extent. So all they were ready to face just so that they will be pleasing Krishna by becoming inimical towards Krishna. So the devotional service is very, very dynamic, and it's not easy to be understood fully. That anything, the gopis were ready to go to hell and they were ready to give their lotus feet dust. Srila Prabhupada tells this amazing pastime. Once Krishna declared that he is having a severe headache and he was not able to come out of the headache, and they in Dwaraka, they all tried to cure Krishna by various medicines. The best physician in Dwaraka came to treat Krishna. Nothing they were able to do, but only finally Krishna himself said that my disease cannot be cured by any medicines. But there is one way my headache can be cured. All the devotees are so eager. They all, Krishna, please tell us anything you tell, we will do it. Some other will cure you from the suffering. You can't bear that you are suffering due to headache. So Krishna said that if one of my devotees gives the lotus with dust from his feet and put it on my head, then it will be cured. And Krishna, when he said that, they're all aghast, that how is it possible that you can give a dust to Krishna's, into Krishna and to Krishna's lotus face, my dust is going. So nobody was ready. Narada Muni was given in charge to get the dust from the devotees. Narada Muni approached various devotees. Everybody said, no, impossible. Krishna must be joking. I can't even imagine giving, how can you give our dust, lotus feet, our feet dust to Krishna's? No. Krishna said, go to hell. So then finally Narada Muni went to Vrindavan, came to Vrindavan, and all the gopis assembled, and they all they all came to Narada Muni and was asking welfare of Krishna. And Narada Muni said that there is a big calamity. Krishna is suffering due to headache. All the gopis are not able to bear. Is there anything we can do to cure Krishna's headache? Please tell us. Narada Muni said, very much you can do. If you can give dust off your lotus feet, and if it is applied on Krishna's head, then Krishna's headache will be immediately relieved. He will be relieved of his headache. As soon as gopis said that, is it? Immediately they went and put their feet in Jamuna and then, you know, walked in the dust and they said, take dust. Prabhupada, you know, makes a sound. You know, Prabhupada makes a very interesting sound. Take dust, take dust. And all the devotees laughed hearing Prabhupada telling this beautiful story. Then Narada Muni said that, are you not afraid that you all go to hell by giving your dust to Krishna's head, on the head of Krishna? The gopi said, no, we are not fear at all. We don't mind going to hell because if Krishna's headache will be relieved, even the moment Krishna is relieved of his difficulties, that we don't mind going eternally for hell. So that is the mood of the gopi. Service to Krishna. Sarga apavarga narakeshu apitulyati. So that is the mood of Chitraketu Maharaj Dhritarashtra. So, the service attitude or service, when it comes to things, service or service attitude, the attitude of service is glorified, more important than seva, because as Krishna is Lakshmi Patni, Krishna is Lakshmi Sahasra Satasambhrama Sevyamana Govindam Adipurusham Tamaham Bhajami. So Krishna has not just one Lakshmi or two Lakshmi. Thousands of Lakshmi is having. Lakshmi Sahasra Satasambhrama Sevyamana. So what is a big deal for Krishna to get Seva? Hundreds and thousands are waiting. But what Krishna is expecting? That the attitude of Seva. Hanumanji is there to do all kinds of things. But at the same time, Lord Sri Ram, he is very much relishing and very much appreciating the service done by the squirrel. Why? Because Krishna is relishing the attitude. So, quantity of service or the quality of service? Which is more important? The quality of seva. That's what attracts Krishna. Recently, we have celebrated Ratha Yatra. I think last time also we discussed something about that. Puri Ratha Yatra. Jagannath Puri Dham, Lord Jagannath performs great pastimes. World famous Ratha Yatra, which concluded just few days back. Today is Dvitiya. So Trayodashi, the Ratha Yatra ended Trayodashi. Chaturdashi, Guru Purnima, we celebrated. And then Prathama, Dvitiya, just five days back. So 5 days back, the Ratha Yatra celebration in Jagannath Puri went on. That's a great festival which extended till 29 days, almost a month long festival. On the Jeshta month of Purnima, that is a last day of the Jeshta, month of Jeshta, that is June 4th, there was Snana Purnima. Jagannath was given bathing ceremony, was there? Given bathing. And the next day, for 15 days, from Prathama till Amavasya day, Jagannath was sick. 15 days he was sick. On the Amavasya day, that means Gundicha Maharajan day, Jagannath was giving first darshan to the devotees. The next day of Amavasya, Prathama. Then after darshan is, Jagannath gave first darshan with so much happiness. He next day on the Dvitiya, that is Jeshtaman Dvitiya, Ashadaman Dvitiya. So Jeshtaman, Snana Purnima, Ashada Dvitiya, 15 days later, he ascends on the chariots, beautiful chariots. Jagannath ascends on Nandigosha, Balaramji ascends on Taladvaja and Shubhadramaya ascends on that beautiful chariot called Padmadvaja with Sudarshan. And all three of them depart from Sri Mandira, which is Dwaraka, towards Gundicha Mandir, Sundarachala, Vrindavan. So on the Jeshtaman Dvitiya, the Ratha Yatra starts and Lord goes to Gundicha temple. Of course, this year, the Lord, he was eager to go to Rundrachala Gundicha temple, but it appears that more than Lord wants to enjoy or eager to go to Vrindavan, he wants to give his mercy to all the conditioned souls. So the Rath did not reach. It stayed on the day that is on the Dvitiya, Jeshtaman Dvitiya, that is in English date. The Rath Yatra was, I think it was on 20th, if I'm right. So the Rath started on 20th. It did not reach. It stayed in between. And the Lord, whole night, he stayed in the Ratha in the middle of the street. And next day, everybody came and again took the opportunity to take darshan of Jagannath in the chariot. Balaramji and Subhadra, and again pulling up Rath took place next day in the morning. The Jagannath reached finally on the next day instead of the first day, that is on 21st he reached. Tritiya he reached. Then he stayed all night in the Ratha chariot only, in outside the Gundicha temple for everybody to see. Anybody, irrespective of their caste, creed, gender, nationality, anybody can, even animals can come and take darshan of. A dog which cannot enter the temple can also come and see Jagannath, that kind of darshan. Jagannath was so merciful. On Tritiya, that is 21st also, he stayed in the chariot in the middle of the road outside Gundicha temple. Then on Chaturthi, he is entered into Gundicha temple, that is Vrindavan, and he stayed there for till day 28, that is Dashami. And for 9 days, Lord Jagannath comes out of the temple and moves to Gundicha temple. 9 days yatra. So in the 9 days, he is practically almost for this 20th, 21st, 22nd, he stayed outside. 22nd night, he entered inside. 3 days, and while coming also 3 days, he is out. So practically for 6 days, Lord Jagannath is at no house. He is in the Ratha, in the street for everybody to see. So that is his mercy. So then on the Tritiya, he entered inside. Chaturthi, he entered inside. Dvitiya Ratha Yatra, Tritiya, second day Ratha Yatra. He stays there. And Tritiya, he enters. Then Chaturthi, Panchami. On the Panchami, and here called Hera Panchami, Mahalakshmi sees, where is my Jagannath? He said, he's just coming in 1 day, 1 or 2 days. He's gone. He's, you know, the Dvitiya gone, Tritiya gone, Chaturthi gone. He's not returned. 3 days gone. Then Mahalakshmi become very restless. He ascends on a palanquin, and then with great pomp and festivities, with all his associates, with her typical mood of the pride queen, principal queen, she comes to Gundicha temple. The time when Mahalakshmi arrives, there is offerings are going on, the door is shut. She becomes even more angry. Then he comes out and she sees the huge Ratha. Nandigosha is standing with Jagannath travel. So out of angry mood, she breaks that chariot in one corner through his associates. And she arrests all the associates of Jagannath who brought him in the chariot. And all of them are arrested and they are handcuffed. And they were brought to their knees in front of Mahalakshmi, and they're begging forgiveness to release them. And then they promise that never ever again these such things will happen. But still, Mahalakshmi is so upset and angry, and she walks away from that place in angry mood. So that festival of Hera Panchami takes place on the Panchami. So Dvitiya Ratha Yatra, Tritiya, Chaturthi, Panchami, 5th day was this festival. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is relishing that festival. Beautifully he was. In fact, Pradavrudra Maharaj, who just got the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in the garden of Jagannath Vallabha Udyan, where he got the mercy while chanting Tava Katha Amritam Tapta Jeevanam avipiriditam kalmashapaham bhuvanamangalam shrimadatatam bhuvigrinantiye bhuridajana. So when he chanted this beautiful Srimad Bhagavatam, that bhuvigrinantiye bhuridajana shravanamangalam shrimadatatam, that gives auspiciousness to everybody. That which the great personalities are propagating everywhere, who are the munificent people, that it destroys all the miseries of material pangs. That particular glorious Krishna Katha, Tava Kathamrtam, when Pradabhrudra Maharaj spoke that, Mahaprabhu becomes so happy and embraced him. Buridajana, Buridajana, you are the most munificent, you are the most munificent. In this way, he got the great mercy of Kshatriya Mahaprabhu in that Jagannath Vallabh garden. And after that, when Mahaprabhu embraced him and gave his full mercy, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was resting there. Pradabhudra Maharaj came out with getting all the mercy of Kshatriya Mahaprabhu. And then with so much of enthusiasm, he arranged for a big prasadam festival in that garden of Jagannath Vallabh garden. So during this Rathayatra, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for all those 9 days stayed in a garden near Balagandhi, in between Gundicha temple and Sri Mandira. And Pradabhudra Maharaj arranged for a great festival, great prasadam festival for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and associate. Kashi Mishra brought his own prasadam. So in this way, so much of Vaninathra brought another set of prasad. And to say the whole half of the garden was filled with varieties of Jagannath prasad. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself was about to distribute prasadam, but all the devotees said, Mahaprabhu, you please sit. And other great devotees, Swarup Damodar Goswami, Govinda, and so many great devotees, these devotees are distributing prasadam. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was sat and he was instructing all the devotees that give this devotee this particular prasadam, he liked this prasadam. Mahaprabhu, it's nothing amazing about it, because Paramatma, he is a Supreme Personality of Godhead. He knows which devotee, like which item. It was a great festival of prasadam eating. And afterwards, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that, feed all the beggars, feed all the dogs, everybody. So Mahaprabhu was in the mood of distributing mercy and prasadam distributed. And then after that, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had a beautiful kirtan. And then when Pradabhudra Maharaj heard that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to attend this great festival of Hera Panchami in the festival where Mahalakshmi is going to come in angry mood and going to chastise Jagannath's servants, Pradabhudra Maharaj becomes so excited. He said, let us arrange for this festival of Hera Panchami which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wants to witness. Let us arrange this festival in a so pompous way, in a great festival that you should even surpass the Rathayatra festival. That kind of order, that kind of desire Prabhupada Maharaj had, and he instructed Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and others. So then there was a huge arrangement of Hera Panchami festival in which Mahalakshmi comes in angry mood and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates are watching this pastime where Mahalakshmi comes with so much of angry mood and she comes with, and when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sees this, he was amazed. He says, I never seen such kind of a person who has so much of anger of her own position. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was seeing this and he said, he told Srivas Thakur, but Srivas Thakur, can you understand that how the mood of Mahalakshmi, how she is coming with so much of angry mood? Can you speak about it? All the devotees got involved and they were all enjoying that festival. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started laughing when he sees Mahalakshmi is trying to chastise servants of Jagannath who brought Jagannath in this way. So then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that Sivas Thakur, can you explain about the Buddha Vaikuntha? So Sivas Thakur started explaining, my dear Lord, Vaikuntha Dham is an unprecedented place where there is no material misery which can touch Vaikuntha Dham. In fact, Vaikuntha Dham is lying beyond the material misery, material modes cannot touch it. And in fact, in Vaikuntha Dham, that all the opulences which cannot be, nobody can even imagine, all the opulences are personified over there. And in Vaikuntha, thousands of Lakshmis are serving Lord Vishnu. And there are sapphires, there are rubies, and there are beautiful gardens, beautiful lakes, and there are beautiful halls are there for Lord to perform pastime. So that is a glory of Vaikuntha. But what about your Vrindavan? Your Vrindavan is nothing, just few creepers are there, few trees are there, few plants are there. So in this way, Sivas Thakur is making fun of Vrindavan and glorifying Vaikuntha. And Mahaprabhu was laughing. And then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when Sivas Thakur spoke like this, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Sivas, it is no surprise. You are Sri Narada Muni. And Narada Muni by nature creates creates quarrel amongst people, transcendental quarrel. So in this way, you are spoken about Vaikuntha in this way, and you have spoken about Vrindavan in this way. Now let us ask the opinion of Swarup Damodar Goswami. So then Swarup Damodar Goswami started speaking. So Damodar Goswami said, my dear Lord, a Vrindavan Dham appears to be like an ordinary place, like few trees are there, few plants are there. But Vrindavan Dham, every tree is a wish-fulfilling tree. Every cows are wish-fulfilling cows, Kamadetu cows, Surabhi cows. So this one grain of Sri Vrindavan Dham, this cannot be compared to the all the opulence of Vaikuntha put together. That is the greatness of Vrindavan Dham. And because every tree is wish-fulfilling tree, if anybody asks for rubies and emeralds and so many opulences, those trees can immediately give. But nobody asks for any kind of thing. So the Madhurya aspect of Vrindavan covers the Aishwarya aspect. That's why it appears to be a simple place, but it is, its opulence is far beyond anybody to understand. So in this way, Swarup Damodar Goswami speaks the glories of Vrindavan. And when Sivas Thakur hears the glories of Vrindavan Dham, he comes in ecstatic spirit and he started dancing, making a lot of sounds with his hands and arms. So in this way, Kshatriya Mahaprabhu is relishing the pastime of Hera Panchami. And King Pradaprudra Maharaj is so happy and satisfied that Mahaprabhu is relishing the pastime. So this way, on the fifth day, this Hera Panchami festival takes place. Then Mahalakshmi comes back with angry spirit. Sixth day, seventh day, eighth day, still Jagannath was so much gratified by the Brajavasis, Gopis and Gopas in Gundicha temple. He stays there. And on the Dashami day, that is on the ninth day of the Ratha Yatra, Dashami day, in the evening time, early evening itself, they perform the great Shingar for Jagannath Valdiva Shubhadra. It's called as Bada Shingar, where Jagannath at the night, he wears beautiful garlands and flowers and various kinds of flowers. Already he is in Sundarachala in Vrindavan. At night he wears a dress made up of Jayadeva Goswami's writing, which is Gita Govinda. Verses would be embroidered in the dress. Such dress he wears. The dress has a writing of Gita Govinda verses, and he decorates himself with beautiful flowers and garlands and all kinds of fragrant items such as sandalwood paste and so on. The beautiful darshan. And after that darshan is over, then Jagannath gets ready for the next day. Navami night, this happened, Dashami morning, the chariots are again becomes ready, and Jagannath mounts on the chariots on the Dashami day, and the Ratha start from Gundicha temple back to the temple from where the chariot started. So that happens on Dashami, and Lord again back to the street on the chariot. He is there. Dashami, the Ratha comes back to Sri Mandira, is the big temple built by Indradyumna Maharaj. And on the Ekadashi day, Jagannath still stays in the Ratha, and he enjoys the pastime of wearing the golden outfits. Now he is back from Vrindavan to Dwaraka. So he wears a golden outfit, golden crown, golden lotus feet. This particular day, they offer lotus feet for Jagannath, and they offer lotus hands for Jagannath, which holds Sudarshan Chakra and Panchajanya conch shell. Jagannath wears kundala, so many garlands of gold, and so many beautiful ornaments to his neck, waist, beautiful crown. So, kilos and kilos of gold ornaments he wears. Baladev Subhadra, Baladev also wears. They offer lotus feet to Baladev in gold. And Baladev holds club and in one hand and the plow in another hand, Haladhara. And Subhadra Devi also wears beautiful golden outfits, golden ornaments. And millions of people come for darshan on the Ekadashi day. On this Ekadashi day, all the devotees in Puri, they offer a special prasadam, special bhoga to Sri Jagannath, Baladev and Subhadra. Once in a year, this offering takes place. Everywhere in the Puri, the devotees of Jagannath, people who know how to make the items, they bring a lot of coconuts, and they grate coconuts into fine shreds using the traditional method, and fine coconuts are shredded. An equal amount of sugar is added or jaggery is added, and they mix it together thoroughly with a lot of hard endeavor. They mix it in a nice pot. When the sugar or jaggery and the shredded coconuts are mixed together, they add grated ginger in that, and after adding grated ginger, they add record amount of ghee in it, and mixing this again thoroughly, they add pepper powder, they add cardamom powder, they add cinnamon powder a little bit, and they add camphor, edible camphor, and they add good quantity of chipped rice powder. So this mixture is nicely mixed together nicely, and it is brought in a beautiful traditional brass pot or traditional palm leaf baskets, which is available in Jagannath Puri. And they also place some nice fruits such as banana and jackfruits, mango, seasonal fruits on top of that. And people bring it to Jagannath, who is still waiting on the chariot. And they offer the whole preparation, which is made by their own hand. And they bring it and give it in the hands of the Pandas, who are the priests of Jagannath. And by giving Dakshina to them, it has been offered to Jagannath, who is relishing the offerings of anybody, any public in the street, and Jagannath accepts, and the prasadam is given back to the people. So all over the Puri day, on the Ekadashi day, when Jagannath is wearing this golden ornament, offering takes place from morning. All the time, offering takes place. Then on the Dwadashi day, Lord Jagannath accepts another great festival of Adarpana. That means they offer a particular special drink to Lord Jagannath. There's a big pot to the height of Jagannath's lips. That means practically it's like one grown up man size pot, vertical pot, and they have filled it with some special drinks made up of milk and other fragrant ingredients, and they offer to Jagannath. And then after the offering is over, they break the pot. It's kind of a money festival. All the offerings will be spilled in front of Jagannath from the Ratha carts, like a rivers, waterfall of offering falls from the chariot. And it is believed that the local Bhutaganas or the Jagannath's temple protectors, the Devatas in the place takes that offering. That's why it is broken and given to them. So that happening on the Dwadasi day. Then on the Trayodasi day, Jagannath, Baldev, Bhadra Devi and Sudarshan, they make their attempt to enter into the temple back. That means they were out of their altar practically for 28 days till today. 29th day, they were attempting to go back to their altar. Why 28 days? Because they come out of their Ratnavedi, that is main altar, for Snana Yatra. Then Abhishek takes place, then they become sick, 15 days sick. So the 9 days of this Ratayatra, then again 3 days outside. So in this way, 28 days, they are out of the altar. And Mahalakshmi has not kept them for all these days. So then now, on the Trayodashi day, that happened on July 1st, they were attempting to go back into the altar. Baldev, Subhadra first, Sudarshan enters, he becomes successful entering into the altar. Baldevji enters, he also becomes successful. Subhadra goes, her attempts also successful, she enters inside. But when Jagannath attempts to go inside, his attempt becomes failure because Mahalakshmi comes out of her altar and she locks the door, he shuts the door that, and she becomes angrily, he speaks angrily that you have taken your brother and your sister and you have gone to a tour, a picnic, but you didn't take me, so you cannot come back inside. Go back where you have come. Doors will not be open. She becomes angrily, shuts the door, so the fight takes place between husband and wife. And back and forth, argument, Jagannath says, I'm here, I'm the Lord of the universe, I'm waiting outside my own doorsteps. All great demigods like Indra, Chandra, they're falling at my feet, and they are coming with their problems to me, but here I myself is stuck with my own problem. Is it not an embarrassment for me, the Lord of the universe? My dear Mahalakshmi, please, you should not do this, please open the door. I will not do it again. Mahalakshmi says, no, you left me, you cannot come. Again, Lord Jagannath says, say, I brought nice silken saris for you. So accept the silk sari and please rescue from this embarrassment. Open the door. Please open it. Mahalakshmi says, I am the goddess of fortune. I have more than more saris than what you can offer. What kind of sari? I don't want. Take the saris and go back from where you come from. There only you can stay happily. Don't come. Again, Jagannath says, is it not proper that you leave me outside? You are this insult is not just for me, it's for you also. I am the Lord of the universe, please allow me inside. I have brought nice golden ornaments for you. I brought golden chains for you. Please take it. Mahalakshmi says, I am goddess of fortune. What gold you can give me? I got the gold. Nothing bring you. Go back from where you come. Doors will not be open. And Jagannath says, oh, all the attempts are failing. Finally, he brings out a pot full of rasgullas. And he says, my dear queen, that indeed I love you. I have given my heart to you. Please accept these nice sweets and you should allow me to come inside. In the meantime, Mahalakshmi is also, who is so much waiting for Jagannath to come, and she is very much Anapayani, always wants to be with their Lord, who never likes to separate from him. So when Jagannath speaks these loving words and offers this beautiful sweet, she accepts the loving words. And finally the door opens and Jagannath enters inside the altar and both of them are made to sit together. The ceremony takes place. The dialogues are in Sanskrit language, which is not revealed so much. Only a few words were told. So then there is a nice offering of rasgulla. Once in a year, Jagannath takes rasgulla. So the whole Puri, Jagannath Puri town, that day rasgulla bhoga happens everywhere. And everybody is eating rasgulla, making rasgulla, offering rasgulla, eating rasgullas. So that happens on the day of Trayodashi. So then Jagannath finally enters into the altar. But Mahalakshmi still, she is angry. She just sees in opposite direction when Jagannath comes. Then the Pandas, they bring the deity back to Jagannath. The king also mediates, that's the mediation. And finally, they are together. A nice offering festival takes place. Then Jagannath climbs back into this altar. So in this way, after 29 days of Jagannath leaving his place and moving around, he gets back into the main altar. So these are the pastime of Jagannath. So the Lord, the love of devotees towards the Lord and Lord's love towards his devotees. There always a competition between the Lord and the devotees. So Jagannath as ideal husband, Mahalakshmi as ideal wife. So they are teaching how a person should conduct one's life, even in this material world. The wife, she is always hankers to be in the association of her husband. And she always wants to serve. So Mahalakshmi herself personally cooks for Jagannath in Sri Mandira. All the bhogas she offers, like the queens of Dwaraka, they always want to be maid servant of Jagannath Krishna. And Krishna also as a grihastha, Ram as a grihastha took care of his wife, all the difficulties. He waged a war against Ravana just for the sake of Mother Sita. He arranged for the great war. Brought all the Vanaras, brought together millions and millions of Vanaras, and which were just for one wife's sake. And Sita Devi, even though she is in so much of difficulty, but she never gave up the shelter of Lord Ram. She always wanted Ram to come and rescue her. She was showing the example of how the devotee, how a wife should be, always under the protection of the husband and always under the protection of the Lord, and wait for my master and my object of affection cannot be replaced from these relations. So here Jagannath as Krishna, he gave, as Prabhupada says, the nature of the women, nature of the men are different. So the women, after getting married, they like two things. They have some expectation naturally. And the husbands have some expectation. Lord has certain expectation. Devotees have certain expectation. So the wife requires nice ornaments, cloth, nice eatables, and handful of children. So Krishna, as an ideal husband, he gave Jagannath brings saris and jewelry and a pot full of rasgullas and sweet words. So these are the secret. The husband, if he follows, the wife will be completely satisfied. And the wife captures the heart of husband by nicely serving the husband, nice prasadam, nice cooking, gentle words, and smiling face and cooperative spirit, assisting the husband in the dharmic principles. So in this way, the ideal husband and wife of Jagannath himself perform this pastime. So the Purivasi says that Jagannath conquered the fight with her, with his wife, by four things: offering her nice saris, nice ornament, and a pot full of nice eatable rasgulla, and top of that mainly sweet words. So with these four things, Jagannath solved his own family fight, and Mahalakshmi and Jagannath united back. So apart from this understanding is that the dealings of affection between the Lord and his devotees. The devotees doesn't want to be feel separated from Krishna. And Krishna always wants to increase the love of the devotee towards him, and he wants to release those love. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was enjoying all these pastimes of Krishna. Krishna has been pulled by the gopis towards Vrindavan, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in the mood of Srimati Radharani, he was testing Jagannath, that whether Jagannath loves her or not, remembers her or not, in the mood of Srimati Radharani. So many times, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the Rath Yatra, he goes behind the Rath Yatra, Rath, and he sees whether Jagannath remembers him. So Jagannath also, the Rath would not even move an inch. So till Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes in front of the Rath will not move. As soon as Mahaprabhu comes in front of the Rath starts moving. Kaviraj Goswami says, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced in the front of chariot in such a ecstatic way, the whole world become amazed. That is not surprising. Even Jagannath became amazed and was wonderstruck by seeing the dance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in front of the Rath Yatra. And that is an exchange of loving affection between the Lord and his devotees in various rasa. So Jagannath dealing with Mahalishvi in a different rasa, and Jagannath dealing with Sri Vrindavan Damvasis in the form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates going in the chariot in a different, phenomenal different aspect, you know, the Madhuri Rasa Jagannath enjoys. So in this way, the whole pastime of, even though for the simple people, outside people, some chariot festival is taking place, a Lord mounts a chariot and everybody comes, a big mela takes place. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu revealed all this great secret of Sri Jagannath Rath Yatra, what it actually signifies, what actually happens, what is the mood behind it, what all things happens. You know, Pradabhadra Maharaj got his mercy because of the Rath Yatra festival, because of his attitude of brooming the Rath Yatra, attitude of serving the devotees, and how much Mahaprabhu exhibited the highest mood of the gopis' love for Krishna in the Rath Yatra. How Jagannath exhibited the mood of how he is subservient to the devotees' heart. Jagannath stays in the chariot for practically three on day of Dvitiya, Tritiya, 2 days he stays out in the chariot. On the day of Rath Yatra, next day he reaches. Then next day, so 3 days he stays in the chariot before he enters Gundicha. After coming from Gundicha, before entering the main temple, he stays again 3 days. So 6 days Jagannath stays outside his house, in the street, in the chariot, just to give his blessings to all the devotees. In the same chariot, Jagannath. In the chariot, it's a Jagannath takes bath, he eats, he takes rest, he takes new dress. Everything takes place in the chariot. All the offerings, all the aartis, all the dressing, all the abhishek, all kind of rituals, everything takes place in the chariot. Just like we travel in our vehicle, we all always want to know when you want to get in our own place where we are going to stay. We want to finish the journey earlier, but here Jagannath stays in the chariot for almost 6 days in the destination, the Rath Yatra delays. So in this way, he stays there and gives his mercy to all the conditions, the one and all, to come and see him. Even if you don't come into the temple, I should give mercy. So in this way, Lord does all his part somehow to attract us towards his lotus feet. And the devotees goes all the way to any extent. Sarga apavar ganarakeshu apitulyata darshana. So this is a competition between Lord and the devotee. So by Srila Prabhupada's grace, by the mercy of the parampara, that we got a great opportunity to witness this festival, being in this great time in the age of Kali also. These festivals are still taking place. And Srila Prabhupada's grace, even if you are not coming to Puri or India Puri, and this festival takes place in our local places, the Prabhupada grace, Rath Yatra is taking place everywhere. But knowing Rath Yatra is taking place is one thing, but understanding the spirit behind it, understanding the meaning behind it, understanding the importance of it, then we can enter into the pastime. So what is the mood? Is it Tava Kathamrutam Tapta Jeevanam Bhuvigranantiye Bhurida Jana, that it should be given to others, one should release oneself and giving to others. That is a mood of and the great devotees. Pradabhadra Maharaj, even though he attempted to visit, see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, seeks attention of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Whenever he attempted, it was not successful. But when he starts serving the devotees, Ramananda Iyer, he started serving Krishna's Jagannath chariot, humbly with grooming the street, relinquishing his identity of being a great king, become a servant, and automatically without his knowledge, without his expectation, out of nowhere, suddenly he got mercy beyond his expectation. So the devotee, they say that one should chant the holy name of Krishna. That is a greatest to the age of Kali. That if a person attentively and sincerely chants the holy name of Krishna, and he will receive the mercy of Krishna reality is imagination. So sometimes we wonder that I want to get Krishna's mercy, I want this, I want that. But when we take to the process of chanting of the holy name and association of the devotees, the mode of Trinatha Pisuni Chenatharapitaishunamaninamanadanikirtanisahari, the mercy which we'll receive will be beyond our imagination. That is something waiting for us. Only thing what you pay the price is that sincerity and the spirit of servant of servants. Hare Krishna. I'll stop here. We are late now.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna Prabhuji. Thank you so much for the very, very sweet pastimes of Lord Jagannath. Dear devotees, if you have any questions or realizations, please go ahead and unmute yourself.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam. I have just a quick, it was a beautiful class, I loved it. You mentioned like five parts to Pavarga. I didn't get one of them. You said Parishram, pain, bhai, mrityu. Which was the fifth one?
Parishrama, pena, bhaya, mrityu. Another one is, I think the word pa and one more word is interchangeable in Bengal. Let me check, Mataji. I'll check it. I also, okay. I think it's complete.
Okay, Prabhuji.
Somebody else knows, they can share. Mataji asked question.
It's Ba. Starts with Ba.
Ba, yes. Ba and Va is interchangeable. I think it is it starts from B, from another one. Forgot, let me check. Anybody else? Any other questions in the meantime?
Hare Krishna Prabhuji.
Very,
very beautiful pastime, Prabhuji. You took us to Jagannath Puri with Ratha Yatra and all the pastimes, you know, whole, 15 days of celebration and, went to Gundicha temple and not comes back to the main temple. It's really reminding me all the when we were there in Jagannath Puri. So it's like
I am there in Jagannath Puri right now, that's why.
thank you so much, Prabhuji. Very, very beautiful right. Class. Prabhuji, can you please repeat the names of Rathas of Jagannath Paradev Subhadra?
Nandigosha is a Ratha of Jagannath. And Taladvaja is a Ratha of Balaramji. And Padmadvaja is Ratha of Subhadra.
Very wonderful.
Sometimes one more name is given for Subhadra's Ratha. But anyway, these are the three Rathas.
Thank you so much.
And these three Rathas also have their individual three drivers. That is where Jagannath Ratha is driven by Dharuka and Baldev's Ratha is driven by driver called Mathali and Subhadra's Ratha is naturally driven by Arjuna. These are the chariot drivers also. Jagannath chariot also has 16 wheels. Balaramji chariot has two wheels less, 14. Subhadra chariot has two more wheels less, 12. So their height is also, Jagannath's height is 45 and half something, 1 feet less is Paldev and further 1 feet less is Subhadra. These are chariot, three chariots, beautiful chariots.
Very nice. Thank you so much, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna.
Where you are in Jagannath Puri and still giving class. That's very wonderful. Thank you so much.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Jyoti Takne Mataji, would you like to ask your question or should I read it from the chat, Mataji?
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Mataji. Dhanvat Pranam to you. Hare Krishna. Dhanvat Pranam, Prabhuji. Prabhuji,
could you please locate where we can read more about Lord and his pastimes and everything about Lord Jagannath? Because I'm very new and I feel very grateful for getting each and every piece of information every time I hear. From childhood, I am seeing the Rath Yatra, but I was not knowing anything about it. Now that I have understood a little bit, I just wanted to read more. At least I could read about it in details.
Well, it is actually ocean of so many things are there. But I think Bhakti Purushottam Maharaj brought out some books regarding Jagannath Puri and Parikrama and this place. It's quite useful books are there. Maybe you will be able to get it maybe in online also, I think. He has written 2 or 3 books regarding Jagannath. Sri Kshetra Parikrama and Jagannath, some title. Yes, Mataji. So you can refer this. Maybe we ask Mayapur Temple, you will be able to get those.
Okay, Prabhuji. Thank you.
My main understanding regarding Rath Yatra is there in Chaitanya Charitamrita. You can read that. Prabhupada's translation and purpose also. Gundicha temple cleaning, so much is there. Madhya Lila, and Madhya Lila expression. There's a lot of important understandings are there. Great understandings.
Okay, Prabhuji, details
of, you know, which day what happens. That is like a local information. That is also nice. But the mood of Jagannath Rath Yatra is all in Chaitanya.
Okay, Prabhuji. Prabhuji, if you remember once in the teachings of your session, you said about Hiranyakashipu chanting. These days I'm doing that. And I always recall your teachings. Thank you so much for your teachings, Prabhuji. I hope I could improve little. But I'm worst these days in trying to. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Mata.
Yeah, Hare Krishna Prabhuji. Induleka Mataji has shared in chat box like Varga, and Parba it is like Vyarthata.
Yeah,
means disappointment. This disappointment in spite of so much hard labor, at the end we find disappointment.
Yes. Parba. So because the word this va and ba are interchangeable. So it is vyartha.
Vyarthata. It's in Bengali they call vyarthata.
Yeah. So there are 4 things. Pa refers to parishrama, tha refers to pena, that is foaming at the mouth. And ba refers to vyarthata, and bha refers to bhaya, ma refers to mrityu. So that's, thank you, Mataji, that is pointed out.
Yeah,
so that means parishrama refers to hard labor. Tha refers to, because of the hard labor, a person foams at the mouth, you know, so much of difficulty. That the misery brought born from the hard labor. The Prabhupada gave example of horse foaming. You know. Ba refers to vyarthata, that means vyartha means it is a uselessness or disappointment. Like a person rides on the water, so much of endeavor he writes letter, but as soon as he starts writing, it disappears. Or a person, he is trying to find water in the desert. So as he sees a mirage, he thinks there is water, he goes but become disappointed. So it's called useless endeavor, disappointment. That's called vyarthata. So in this Kali Yuga, people are into so much of endeavor. I want to, you know, like so much of waste, unnecessary thing they do, people do. Finally, there is no fruits. They can't do anything about it. Just like Ravana was trying so much of, with lot of endeavor, he's trying to get Sita Devi. So much he did, but he could not get Sita Devi. Neither he could keep Swarna Lanka with him. He lost everything, his own life also he lost. That's called as useless endeavor. Vyarthata. And then bhar refers to bhaya, ma refers to mrityu. So these are the power gas. Pabha, five letters. But somebody is free from this five. This is called apavarga, liberation. Thank you, Madan.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Dear devotees, if there are no other questions, we would like to end the call here. Vancha kalpatarubhyascha kripa sindubhyeva cha
patitanam patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namah
anant koti vaishnavrindaki
jai
Srila Prabhupad ki
jai
Bhagavatam ki jai
Sri
Nityananda Prabhu ki jai.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Prabhuji.